This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow marks the start of the biggest movie-going week of the year. Five major holiday releases open, and another dozen or so will expand from limited runs. We asked our critic Bob Mondello what to see and what to skip.
Months went by with nothing interesting on a movie marquee, and suddenly it all looks good. At least, that's the theory. Comedies, stars, battles, myths, adventure, everywhere you turn, Christmas baubles from Hollywood, wrapped in the brightest ad campaigns that money can buy. So let's unwrap. Start with the war toys and action figures.
We come to it at last.
Lord of the Rings is the biggest package Hollywood's put under the tree, and it turns out to be the best one, too. 3 hours of magic, followed by what feels like a half hour of saying goodbye, but hey, Frodo and his pals have earned it. The other action and war movies currently at the multiplex are variously less interesting. Master and Commander's okay, I suppose, if you like to have your swash buckled at sea. And Paycheck, John Woo's science fiction thriller about a guy who gets his memory erased? Well, all I remember about it is that at the end, they blew a lot of stuff up. If you're aching for a Civil War epic teeming with passion, I'd suggest staying home and renting Gone with the Wind. Cold Mountain qualifies as the season's most inexplicable critical hit. Still, it's better than Mona Lisa Smile, where you get the impression that the producers spent so much hiring the movie's female stars that they couldn't afford to buy them boyfriends and had to recruit some from TV. The comedies aimed at women are sharper this season. The British take on the sexiness of middle-aged ladies, Calendar Girls, strikes me as more fun than the American one. Something's Gotta Give, but either will do in a pinch. There's not a lot for kids this holiday season, at least not for ones too small to take to Lord of the Rings. Steer clear of Cat in the Hat, for sure, but if there's an IMAX theater near you, chances are it's playing The Young Black Stallion, which is only about an hour long, predictably pretty, and the only G-rated film of the season. If the kids can handle PG films, I predict that you will be happier sitting with them at Peter Pan, which has a certain wit under its special effects, than at Cheaper by the Dozen, which is mostly slapstick. And for the PG-13 family, there are two fairly sophisticated choices: Big Fish, about a dad who's a tall tale teller, and In America, about an immigrant family from Ireland. Both end up heartwarming after emotionally rocky starts. For a while, it looked like this Hollywood Christmas was going to be the gloomiest on record, because nearly all the big Oscar wannabes are seriously downbeat. Sean Penn's in two of them, Mystic River and 21 Grams, of which I'd recommend 21 Grams. It has the virtue of being a real puzzler with its scrambled time scheme and tricky plot. If you want something dark but more linear, House of Sand and Fog is a sort of modern Greek tragedy. And if you happen to be in New York or Los Angeles over the holidays, you have some extra choices as the studios trot out their Oscar contenders for special engagements. In short, you don't have to go to Lord of the Rings while the crowds are as epic as the filmmaking. You can wait 2 weeks and see other films in the meantime, if you're careful about not believing too much of the hype. If a movie's being pushed really hard, be wary. There's a reason, after all, that Hollywood's known as Tinsel Town. I'm Bob Mondello.